Having read what John Paul wrote about his sadness at not having expressed this gratitude he felt toward his father, I wondered, oh my goodness, what gratitude might I have within me that I haven't expressed yet, that I would hate not to express? And so immediately about 12 things came to me, 12 things that other people had done in my life that had enriched my life very deeply, and I hadn't expressed the gratitude yet. I wanted to avoid the sadness that John Powell experienced when he realized that he hadn't expressed this gratitude to his father. I wanted to make sure that this gratitude that I was feeling but hadn't expressed, I would hate to think that the other person would die before they could really know how their actions had enriched my life. And I wanted to find out what kept me from doing it. So for each item of gratitude that I hadn't yet expressed, I asked myself the question, what kept me up until this point from expressing that? I then took steps to make sure that as soon as possible I would get to these people so I would have a chance to express the gratitude in person. One of the gratitudes that I realized I hadn't expressed yet, I made reference to in an earlier session. I mentioned how it enriched my life to see my uncle come to my house each day and help my mother take care of my grandmother, who was totally paralyzed. And I mentioned in this previous session how much that meant to me, to see that there was this quality in human beings, that they enjoyed contributing to one another's well-being, how much I needed to see that and experience that at a time in my life when there was so much violence going on around me. So I went to the uncle the next time I had an opportunity because I wanted him to know, and I realized I had never told him what a profound effect that gratitude had had on my life, how I kept thinking about it over the years, how it was never far from me, how much it meant my need to remember that we human beings were meant to contribute to each other's well-being, not to get caught up in all the violence. And I expressed that to him, and I'm pleased that I made it pretty clear. I let him know that that smile had enriched my life in such a profound way. And I could see in his eyes that he received the gratitude. I could see how it was enriching him. And I also asked him, I said, Uncle, how did you learn to do that? How did you learn to stay compassionate? I understand that you had a rough upbringing, that you went through a lot of trauma in your life. How have you managed to stay compassionate so well? And he liked the question, and he thought for a while, and he said, well, you know, I was very fortunate to have good teachers. I also happened to be around people who I saw enjoyed contributing to other people's well-being, and it was easy to learn from them. And I said, could you give me an example of who one of these people were? Oh, he said, you know, the best teacher of all I had. It was your grandmother. Well, of course, when you lived with her, she was very ill. But when she wasn't ill, oh, how wonderful it was to be around her and to see how she contributed to people's well-being and how much joy she felt in that and how much people received from that and how much they enjoyed her presence. So I learned so much from her. And I said, could you give me an example, Uncle, of one of the things that she did that had great power for you in helping you remember the joy that we feel in contributing to people's well-being? He said, well, there's so many things she did, it's hard to pick one out. He said, well, has your mother told you about the time that she brought Taylor and his wife and two children into the house when they lost their house during the Depression, and they stayed in the house for 5 years? I said, oh, yes, my mother told me that story, Uncle. And then he went on and told me two other examples of how my grandmother helped people in distress. I said, oh, yeah, my mother told me that. And he said, well, then certainly she must have told you about Jesus. I said, what? No, she didn't tell me about Jesus. So he went on to tell me this story about Jesus. One day a man showed up at my mother's back door. He had a wild beard. And around his neck, he had a tree branch in the rough shape of a cross. And like many people did, knowing my grandmother's generosity, he said he was hungry and would appreciate some food. So she invited him into her kitchen. And while he was sitting there eating, she asked him his name. And he said, my name is Jesus. Now my grandmother then asked him, and what is your last name? And he said, I'm Jesus the Lord. When my uncle came in the room, my grandmother introduced him as Mr. the Lord. My grandmother's English wasn't too good. She then asked this man, where do you live? And he said, I don't have a house. And she said, where are you going to stay tonight? It's very cold outside. He said, I don't know. She said, would you like to stay here? He stayed 7 years. After my uncle told me that story, I asked my mother that night, Mother, how come you never told me the story about Jesus? Oh, she said, I thought I had. There was a story like that almost every day about your grandmother. I was very touched about this story of my uncle telling me how he had been enriched by my grandmother's generosity to people and how that strengthened him to enjoy being generous. And that night, a song came to me about my grandmother and Jesus. There's one line in it that needs explaining. My grandmother was a very large woman, but she was a very skilled dancer. And she loved to dance. And she used to say often, never walk when you can dance. It was in her Jewish way, she taught me what Jesus had to say. Yes, in her precious way, she taught me what Jesus had to say. One day a man named Jesus came around to Grandma's door. He asked for a little food, she gave him more. He said he was Jesus the Lord, she didn't check him out with Rome. He stayed for several years, as many did, without a home. It was in her Jewish way, she taught me what Jesus had to say. Yes, in her precious way, she taught me what Jesus had to say. And that's feed the hungry, heal the sick, then take a rest. Never walk when you can dance, make your home a cozy nest. Yes, feed the hungry, heal the sick, then take a rest. Never walk when you can dance, make your home a cozy nest. It was in her Jewish way, she taught me what Jesus had to say. Yes, in her precious way, she taught me what Jesus had to say.